Gloria Sloan shares strategies for personal development on command to enrich, elevate, and empower, aiming to help listeners become the best version of who they want to be. Gloria says ultra-successful people never stop reaching for new heights, learning new skills, and finding fulfillment. The Gloria Show will lift your spirits with inspiration, offering new insights into challenges that could be standing in the way of your success. So please, welcome your host, Gloria Sloan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gloria Show. I am so glad that you're joining me today. We're going to have a very special and talented guest come on, but we're going to talk about living your calling, integrating faith into your professional journey. We have a very talented person who's going to come on and talk about her journey. She's going to talk about exploring the intersection of personal faith and career and highlighting how individuals can align their professional aspirations with their spiritual beliefs. And you know, we talk about that a lot on the Gloria Show. We've talked about how people reach out for their personal and professional development through whatever means works for them and how they incorporate faith with it. So today we're going to hear the story and the journey of my very, very special guest, Maria Howell. Let me welcome Maria Howell. Hello, Maria.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, and thank you so very much for joining me on the Gloria Show. You have so much that you can share with us. As I mentioned, we talk a lot about professional and personal journeys on this show, and I do know that today you're going to just really add so much to what we want the audience to hear in terms of what it's like, what it takes. You know, when you've reached to a certain level, your faith and what you believe, everything's still there. So before you start, I want to give the audience a little bit of information about you. Maria is an actor, and she began her career as a soloist in the Oscar-nominated The Color Purple. And we're going to hear more about that later. But since then, she has appeared in hit TV shows and Lifetime's Army Wives, Devious Maids, Revolution, X-Files, The Resident, Criminal Minds, the list goes on and on. The Blind Side, Hunger Games. She has just been such an award-winning actress in terms of just everything she offers. The Hallmark Mahogany and the Christmas show that you were in, the Hallmark Christmas show. I can go on and on talking about the shows, the films, and she's going to talk more about that. But also, she has shared the stage with legendary artists like Ray Charles, George Benson, Earl Klug. So aside from her acting as an actor, her singing, it's just been such an amazing journey for her. So what I'd like for you to do, Maria, is just to jump right in. Talk to the audience and tell us about your journey. You know, everybody wants to know, well, how did she get started? Well, we know where she is now. So help us and give us
let me try to make this as concise as possible, because this year, believe it or not, I always make jokes about I started this when I was 5 years old, which is not true. But this year marks the 40th anniversary of me being in the industry. Yeah.
Wow.
So don't pull your calculators out. You don't need to. I'm just gonna make up the story. So I basically started with The Color Purple, the movie, the Oscar-nominated Color Purple. And since then, who knew that there would be so many iterations of The Color Purple? So now I affectionately call it the Color Purple universe. But that's where I started as the choir soloist. And that one project led to other projects. Now, all I wanted to really do at that point was sing. Who knew that singing would get me into acting, and acting vice versa would get me into singing? And then as years go by, you know, I'm in different projects, and I worked with my first director was Steven Spielberg. My second director was George Lucas. So I had this fluffed up idea that that's the way the industry worked, and it does not all the time. Anyway, I digress. But I've been very, very blessed throughout my career to be able to be in many, many projects, whether they be movies, TV shows, commercials. And I also segued into doing voiceover work. So I have narrated books. I have done cartoons, video games, all kinds of things. And I knew at the early age, I want to say I was around 17 years old. I remember looking in the mirror because I used to have all these mirror talks with God. And I remember hearing the thing saying, your voice, you're gonna talk a lot. You're gonna have a lot to say. I had no idea what that was gonna really look like, but I see that the voice, God gave me a voice to sing, to speak, to act, and I do my best to fulfill whatever purpose I have in whatever season I'm in my life. And here I
Wonderful.
am. So, and trying to
Wonderful.
share what and trying to share it with others coming up, just to impart how to navigate, how to function with faith in the career. I know a lot of people may not believe this, but I do put my faith before my career. And that seems kind of revolutionary and kind of, a strong thing to say, but it's real because my faith is what has sustained me in this career. So I know how to keep my priorities in order.
Yeah, but Maria, I hear this often on the show when I'm interviewing and talking to people. Many they're not shy from talking about their faith and what their beliefs are. So, I welcome that because it is where they are, where they started, and you don't forget about your roots, and most importantly, how you were raised and the things that got you this far. You don't forget about that. So I hear that quite often on the show, and it's good to hear it because when people are starting out and trying to do things, sometimes it's so easy to lose your way.
It is.
You can
It
lose your,
is.
you can easily lose your way. So, but if you maintain your faith and what you believe in and put it in perspective to where you're on your journey, you can get there. And so I like it when guests, when I'm talking to people and they openly confess or say or witness whatever the calling is. Yes, my faith has been first and foremost on my journey because that shows that where you are now and how you got there was very, very important that you kept the faith. So I
Yes,
appreciate
I never lose. Well, thank you very much. I never lose sight of that. And I will say, just to be transparent, it's been tough in a lot
that.
of places in my life. And I think the, and I don't think, I know, the faith is what has carried me through those tough times, because it's been tough. Let's talk about life, and then we're going to add to life this career, this industry.
Oh,
It's, I've got stories.
yeah. Well,
I've got
I'm
stories.
sure. No, I am so sure that you do because it's like any profession, any career, and when you're in the public eye and the figure, when you're on the screen, so many things happen, and people, they look at you, and they pass judgment one thing, but and then you play. It's kind of funny because maybe you know this, when people are in film and acting, people look at them in that particular person, that the person that you're playing in that role, And
Oh,
then they
yes.
passed them. Oh, have you heard people say, "I don't believe she played that part." And then they love it, but it's just opposite from what you
Oh, yeah.
played. So your personalities have to blend in. And I'm sure as an actor, you have to be able to switch up and put a different actor's hat on, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's gotta be
Oh,
challenging
yeah.
from
Yeah. It's, I mean, that's a whole other conversation, you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm just
That's a
saying,
whole other thing,
you
yeah.
have to be able to play that role. But the good thing about it is, in my opinion, as a career and a life coach, that's where the talent comes in. You know, and I talk about that all the time. When people have many different talents and things that they can do and personify at any given point in time, those are gifts and talents. And no one can take those away from you. You know, that's, those are yours. You know, you've developed them. So I think it's okay when you can flip the switch and do one thing and another. I promote that. And I'm often saying to the audience that it's good to have something else, a backup or another plan B, because when one thing is not focused, you know, working, you've got something else that you can pull in. I mean, that's life. I promote that and say it all the time. So it's good to know that those are challenges in your own professional career that you've been able to just jump through the hurdles, through the hoops, and go on to the next thing.
And that's a third show. Okay, that's a whole other conversation. But honestly, in my life, in my world, in my journey, I pick and choose roles based on my convictions and my faith.
Oh, okay.
I don't think a lot of people understand. Yes, I can play different kinds of roles. Yes, I can do. It's so funny. I was in a show singing. And I was, you know, you storytell. I tell my students, singing is like telling a story with music. And I remember I put on this different voice, and even my own relatives, they were like, I didn't even know you could do that with your voice. That's, you know, one of the things you grow and you learn and you try different things. That's the creative part of this. But I don't think people realize or even think how many roles I have turned down, how many auditions I have turned down because they don't meet up in, they're not aligned with what I'm about. I'm not here to judge or convict anybody else. That's not my place. But I do have my own convictions about my life.
And I think we have to do that in any professional career, because I tell people all the time, even as coaching, you know, sometimes we were just talking recently, you have the right to vet and qualify who you want to do business. I mean, we do it all the time. You have a right. And just like with taking a role, whether you take it or not, but in any situation, I think it's good when you can evaluate it and look at it and see if it meets your beliefs, your needs. And not only that, Maria, your values. So often people jump into any kind of a professional career or whatever they're doing, and values have not, you know, been a part of it. And you gotta have values with what you're doing. So I could easily see some roles in the industry that you do. And I've heard of other actors and actresses who turn them down as well, because there's some things that they will not do because they don't meet their values and certainly the beliefs in terms of that. But they soar on to do big and great things. And, you know, they continue to be blessed with the professional journey. But, you know, I want to ask you, how does your faith influence your daily routine as a performer and educator? I know you're educating, you're doing some things now on your own to help other people, but how does your faith influence that in one way or another? How do you work with that?
Well, first and foremost, I thank God for every day. And I'm always like, so what do I have to do today for you? What do you want? What do you need me to do today? And I let that basically dictate my moves, my steps. As the old church says, order my steps. I do my best. I get. Now, let me say this. I believe life is just a continuous learning platform. I'm every day learning something new. Cause just like, I remember last night I woke up, before I went to bed, I'm going, you may not have needed to say that to that person that way or something. Cause I'm always like, okay, let's hit the reset button. So every day is new. It's fresh. It's new. You get to do better. And with that said, that's how I start my day. That's going to influence how I deal with people, how I interact, the things that I need to say, when I need to shut my mouth, when I need to, you know what I mean? Yeah. The things I really want to teach and impart. So my faith is first and foremost in how I walk through the day.
And you're right.
Which I hope is a good thing.
And it is. And you're right. Every day is a learning experience. And I've said that many times on this show. I'm such an advocate and I do push that ongoing learning. So every day you wake up and you embrace life, there's something that you can learn. And you have to have a positive mindset to do that. But it's good to know that when you're stepping out on faith, I mean, very first thing, you're able to meet those daily routines, those challenges, whoever you come against, you know, you just have to be prepared. So what role does prayer play in your decision-making process personally and professionally? Because if we're going to profess, now, you know, let's put it out there now. If we're going to the faith, the belief, and that's what this show is all about, that you can incorporate and integrate all of it. You know, what role does prayer play in?
It's the crucial ingredient.
I hear
I
you.
I mean, prayer, it's, prayer is my prayer is consulting with God and doing my best for to ask God, please, Holy Spirit, please speak to me. Speak to me where this hard head can understand. And so I have the opportunity to be obedient. So I can do that, what, you know, which I know is right. Or best for me and the anybody else. So prayer is number one, because that is the communication with God. Simple as that. I pray throughout the day. I feel that God is constantly present. You know, and when I feel like, oh, God, are you distant from me? Then I pray, please don't leave my, please stay here, stay with me. So prayer is like the number one ingredient, period, in your faith walk, because you need it. You have to talk to God. You have to. And you have to. I think the older I get, the more I know how important that is. Yeah. And I encourage others, and, you know, especially when kids are asking me, you know, what should I do? How should I do this? I have gotten to the point where I'm like, well, have you prayed about it? Yeah. Do you know your calling? Let's not just talk about what you want to do. Are you in your calling? You know?
Yeah. And it is very important. And here again, you know, I've had guests on the show who talk a little bit about it, but, you know, sometimes people still shy away from it, but prayer is the ingredient, the number one ingredient. And whether you talk about it and share it, I personally know that for me, that works. For me, I can speak for me. I know what works for Gloria. And I know that by praying over situations, and the good thing about it, Maria, maybe you can attest to this, is when your circle, the people that you surround yourself with and the people that you know, when you know other people who believe in prayer and have a belief, a strong belief, isn't it so much easier? And sometimes that narrows your circle down, and it's not very big circle, but you know what I mean? Sometimes, but I've talked about that too. Sometimes you have to weed people out. But when you have a circle of believers and people that you can talk to about situations and pray about situations, that basically strengthens what you believe. And in growth, in personal growth and development, we need that now more than ever. Our ancestors had it. You know, they sung the old spiritual songs to get by. But just like you said, you gotta, you know, speak to me, you know.
We're at a place in life now, a point in time, I'll say. And I don't care how old you are, what stage of life you're in. I do not want to spend the rest of my time on this earth wasting time.
Yeah.
I mean, nonsense. I don't want to waste time. It's precious. It's a fleeting moment. You know, we're but vapors, as the Bible says. And so I want to do the most important things with urgency and intention so that my life will be meaningful, that I can influence positively, you know, those behind me that come after me, so that they can do the same for the next generation. You know, you don't have to remember my name. I want you to remember meaningfulness, you know?
Right. And it's like when you're living life intentionally, You know, we have to live intentionally with
That's
a
right.
purpose. When you're
That's right.
living intentionally, you're doing things intentionally. And I say to people all the time, you know, from a coaching standpoint, when you're doing something and you get your message across with the intent to help people know better, be better, do better, you know, all of the above, it's intentional. And if I say something to you with that type of aggression, it's intentionally because I want you to get the message. And it's about taking what you know and sharing it and giving it. And it takes people a minute sometime, Maria, to get it. You know, we have to work with, we have to work through the situations for people to get it. But how do you stay grounded in your beliefs amidst the pressure of the, you know, I'm just going to put it out there, the entertainment industry. And as you know, it can be brutal. It can be rough. It can be tough. And but how do you stay grounded? I know you're praying, but what else? What are you other
I live with my decision that I made a long time ago. That's all. I embrace it. And that means that there may be times when I feel that word feeling, that's fleeting. I made a decision a long time ago to stick with it, whether I feel good or bad. I don't want to complicate that response, but there have been plenty of times when in the career where I have wanted a role and I'm like, I really resonate with that role, but I didn't get it. And I say, well, God didn't want me to have it, so I move on. That's because I have disciplined myself with that. I made a choice a long time ago, God's will over my will. Mm-hmm. That's not fun. That's not a fun decision. But if you're committed to it, it always works out. It always works out for the good. Romans 8:28 is my favorite scripture of all times. And for those that don't know it, that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. Exactly so if right. you believe that and live that and trust that.
Everything else is gone. So out of
you don't let your feelings catch you. You know, you don't let your feelings rule and dictate. That's all.
So when you're on the set, regardless of whatever role it is, when you're on the set, set and you know, listen, I'm putting it to you plainly. It's a job. Okay. I mean, you know, you got to do it. You're on the set. Right. You're going to do your job because, you know, this is your job to play this role, to do this. And you're going to do it with the mindset that you had in mind, you know, your beliefs, your values, everything, but you're going to play that role. And you played some awesome roles. You know, I know we skipped over a lot of the good stuff, but is there anything that you want to back up and share? I don't want to miss anything in this interview. Is there anything in any of the roles or anything in your beginnings? I mean, you know, I want you to feel free. If there's anything that jumps out at you, it's that's relevant to where we are now in the conversation, speak to it. Say it. Anything in particular?
Well, you mean like a role that I
like
had?
Like maybe that was challenging to. Oh, to in that we're talking about challenges in the entertainment. Is there any role that you can speak about?
There have been a couple. There have been a couple, and I'm going, oh Lord, why'd I do this? What I do is I give myself grace, and I say, you know what? This might not have been the smartest decision I thought it was, but sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes you go into a role and you don't know, especially if it's a recurring role, you just don't know what the writer's going to write. And I just ask God, cover me. And I have actually been in situations where I have asked, would you please allow me to say something different because I'm not comfortable with that language?
I've heard that happening before. I've talked to other actors who said that, and I talked to someone and they were so surprised by the script. You know, they wanted the role, they got it, they, you know, but when they saw the script and things that they had to say and act out, you know, it was like, I need to see if we can kind of do this.
That way, it really hasn't happened to me so much that way. You know, but more so the show itself.
Oh, okay.
Other actors in the show, I have seen things in the show, not necessarily me playing that actual role. So, and that still disturbed me a little bit, but I was going, oh, well, God's going to work this out. And in some of those instances, he canceled the shows. So I didn't have to do it anymore. And it wasn't, you know, wasn't me doing it. So, you know, it's challenging. It's challenging. You know, it's challenging.
And I just
asked God to cover me. Yeah, I asked God to cover me and not let me. But I prayed a long, long, long time ago, God, please cover me. And don't let me get so famous where I can't walk down the street and go to the grocery store. Yeah, I want to be like a normal person. Yeah,
just, you know, that is a different thing, you know, because people are always, you know, do you have to like wear a hat and dark glasses and do that? Do you have when you
the
go
way,
out?
Or... Look, let me be transparent again. The way I look going in the grocery store, you probably wouldn't recognize me anyway, because hair is all over the place, or I have a hat on, whatever. No,
you sound like me. And then sometimes when I'm out there, I'm saying, oh, I sure hope I don't run into anybody.
Yeah, I don't worry about all that. I don't worry.
So you don't have to worry about saying that. Well, I don't either, because like I say, when you're having a free day and you're feeling good in yourself, it doesn't really matter. You like how you know, you look how you love. And I say, if you're loving yourself, it doesn't matter. When people see you, you know, and I've done the same thing, gone to the grocery store, been out and look, they, as they say, a hot mess. But hey, I was me. I was still me. I still embraced it, because you can't always be that. So it's a good thing that you walk the path, that you don't have to feel that you have to put on, you know, a face or dark glasses or hide or do anything. You have the freedom. You have the freedom. And if somebody recognizes you and sees you and want to come up and talk to you and say, maybe even ask for an autograph, you know, you're good to do that without any hesitation, right? You're good to do that.
Right. I am. Yeah. And it's an interesting existence, but I love it. I love it.
Goodness. And it's got to be fun. Sometimes don't you make it fun sometimes? I mean, you know, even in the midst of the challenges, it's got to be fun sometimes.
Absolutely. Because I know who I am and whose I am. I make decisions, you know, and my decision is you walk this way, be this person. And not worry about everybody else's opinions. I just don't.
Yeah. And that's why you can breathe easy. You can, you know, be relaxed and your mind is good. And when you're in that mindset and that frame of mind, in my opinion, it's just so much easier to embrace the world and the environment around you. But when you walk around on edge and afraid of what somebody is going to think, what somebody's going to say, it's a waste of time, and it takes away the, you know, in my opinion, it takes away the joy of living.
That's right.
Life is about living, and it
helps you be more compassionate and empathetic to others. Or, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't spend time being stressed about how somebody else is looking or acting or anything. I don't.
That's true. Well, Maria, what we're going to do here in a few seconds is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to jump into more of your marvelous, your outstanding talents and your career. And I'm going to ask some more questions in general in terms of, you know, we got to go back to that color purple now, because, you know, people still want to know the story, the scoop. And I don't know if you gave us all, but anyway, it's just always good when we see your name, when we see you somewhere and we're following you, when we know where you're going to be and what you've done, and to go back to the old movies. But also we're going to talk about the singing career. You know, there are people who still just love the music itself. You have the voice of a songbird. So, you know, we're going to talk about all that, because there's so many people who, yes, they love you as an actor and as an actress, but they really love you singing, because you do have a beautiful voice that you have shared over the years. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about more of your talents and your gifts.
Okay.
You have something special. You have greatness in you. Hello, I'm Les Brown. We are going through a time unlike we've ever seen before. It's the best of times and the worst of times. And people are looking for answers. How do I handle all the stuff that's coming at me right now, in and out of the pandemic? How do you see your life? Well, there's a book that has been written by Gloria Sloan, and it gives you some answers. It's a book that you don't just read, you experience this. And part of the process of discovering who you are and how you show up in life has been said that we don't live life as it is. We live life as we are. And Gloria Sloan has written a book that will take you to a place in yourself that you can't go by yourself. Life Skills for the Journey. And the 5 successful approaches on how you take on this thing called life. Each chapter will take you on the journey of self-awareness. Each chapter will give you some keys and clues to upgrade your skill set because we're in a new space. Einstein said, the thinking that has brought me this far has created some problems that this thinking can't solve. Well, guess what? The book that you're about to read, it will help you to upgrade your skill set, your mindset, and your relationships. I'm encouraging you, get this book. I think that Gloria Sloan has outdone herself. I love it. I got it for my children, and I'm recommending it for you. Make sure you get this book, and it will dramatically change your life. Life Skills for the Journey. This thing called life is not a sprint. It's a journey, and you want to be prepared for it. And I can just share with you that the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, and she will give you what you need to get to the top. Her name is Gloria Sloan. She's a speaker extraordinaire and an author that has written a book that will transform your life. Life Skills for the Journey by Gloria Sloan. This is Les Brown saying, you have something special. You have greatness in you. Get the life skills you need to make it through. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Bye for now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Gloria Show. And I have the amazing and talented Maria Howard as my guest today. And before we left on break, she was just talking about her journey and the challenges in the entertainment industry. And we were just going to kind of back and give her time enough to share with us some of the humble beginnings. I told you when we came on that her breakthrough was in The Color Purple, and she had shared with me that a lot of people do ask, how in the world did you land that in the first place? And so, Maria, if you would just talk to us and tell us, well, you know, that was where it all started. And, you know, just a little bit, give us a little bit of how that happened for you.
Okay. I actually heard about The Color Purple audition. It was actually a cattle call in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I was living in Winston-Salem at the time because I went to Winston-Salem State University. So some dear friends, some real close folks of mine had heard from somebody else about it. Said, well, Maria, why don't you go and audition? And I'm like, I thought I was fine with going to audition, but they later reminded me, no, you were about to turn it down. You didn't want to go. And so when I went over, because like 5,000 people auditioning that day, I don't know which role it was that we were auditioning for. Like, again, I say it was a cattle call. And so at the end of the day, after 8 hours at least, I'm saying, my little group went up and we got on stage, and this was held on A&T's campus, got on stage and they looked at us and they said, okay, thank you. That's it. And I'm like, what? I've been here 8 hours and what? So as everybody dispersed, I kind of hung around. There's always been this little thing in me. It's like, you know, this little go-getter thing in me. So when everyone left, I went up to the casting director and I said, hey, would you mind keeping my photo on file? Now, see, back then it wasn't even a headshot because I wasn't even in the business. I didn't even know what a headshot was, really. I mean, I did, but I didn't. And so I asked her, would she keep my photo on file? She says, sure. I said, oh, and by the way, I sing too, because nobody asked us to sing. And then she said, oh, what do you know? The only song I could think of at the time was God Bless the Child. How appropriate. So I sang it in her ear because I didn't want the whole room to hear. And she said, well, do you know any gospel? I said, sure. She says, well, take a few minutes, go and work something out and come back. And a gentleman who worked at the college helped me out and came up with something. Next thing you know, I was back on stage alone this time. That was my screen test and I didn't know it.
Wow.
The very next day I got a call. They were like, would you like to be part of the choir? And I'm like, what time, where I need to be? And then I had to go through another series, a round of auditions for the solo spot.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, that's how that happened. And they went against the grain because I found out 20 some years later that they were looking for one description and I didn't fit that description. So that person stuck his neck out for me and that was like an angel. Next thing you know, I'm meeting Quincy Jones. Next thing you know, the choir soloist Steven Spielberg is directing me. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So that's how that happened. And then I was afraid because I was a featured extra that they were going to cut that part out because on the street, the word was the movie's so long, they're cutting a lot of parts out. And I'm like, oh, because I didn't know that it was the pivotal part of the movie at that time. I did not know. So there were a lot of surprises, a lot of pleasant surprises.
Oh, all from The Color Purple. And look where it is now. And look at how that was your beginning spot and where it led you to and to work with so many amazing people, Quincy Jones, yeah. Steven Spielberg, and the list goes on and on and on. Thank you for sharing that, because like you say, so many people often wonder, and you know, maybe people have heard, maybe people who know you and heard, and they know a little bit about it, but for you to publicly address and talk about how you got that part and how you got started, you know, and it leaves for people to believe that all things are possible if you believe.
That's right.
It's possible. And just like it happened for Maria, it can happen for you.
Absolutely.
It just like the door was open for her. And, you know, again, you have to be that aggressive in a way. When you really want something, you really have to go for it too. I believe that you really, really want something, or when you want to make certain that you're giving it all your best, and you did, you gave it all your best, and then you left it alone, and God said, you know, let's bless the child that has her own. And basically, that is what happened. So thank you so very much for sharing that with me. But at the same time, as you were doing that, you were still singing all over the place. You were just singing and your voice was
I just wanted to be in a band. Because in high school, believe it or not, acting I figured would come later. But singing is what I wanted to do. And my mom and dad wouldn't let me be in a band. I was being sought after when I was in high school. And they were like, no, that's not gonna happen. So you get your college, degree, then you can do what you need to do. So, or what you want to do. And so I got my college degree. I'm a pre-med major, believe it or not. And which is another story, because I tell kids all the time, you don't have to major in one thing and not do another. God gives you more than one gift and talent. And so with that said, when The Color Purple happened, I was at the rap party and there was a band performing and they asked me to sing a song with the band. That's all I cared about. Like, I'm singing with the band, right? So I went and sang a song with the band, probably God Bless the Child. I don't know what I sang, but I sung a song with them. And then the next day they called me.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, we'd like for you to be a part of our band. That's how I got to be in a band. And years, you know, I think about 5 or 6 years later, I mean, I had the sweetest engagement because we were performing 6 nights a week at the spot, like a premier jazz club in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where I started my career. And then I started acting again because people don't know that little bit. The Color Purple was singing and acting. Then I got a chance to sing with a band. And then I started back acting 5 years
Wow.
later.
5 years,
Five years
yeah,
later.
okay. After the singing, then you started.
I got established. So I was doing both at that point.
Isn't that wonderful? And singing was just the, like I say, a lot of people just they relate you so much to the singing because it just brings out so much. It's just beautiful. Too bad we don't have time for a performance. But anyhow, what advice would you give to others who are looking to integrate their faith into their artistic endeavors? Because, you know, as we said, sometimes there are challenges, but having gone through what you've gone through, and now that you can speak about it, you know, you
Well,
can.
first and foremost, I would say explore your calling because there's more than one thing to do in this industry, and we need people behind the scenes. I constantly ask people, do you love camera work? Do you love to write? Please, we need more writers that have good faith-inspired, faith-based content. If you know your calling, if you're exploring that, and you don't have to know it exactly, you know, because if some people is the information just doesn't come as clearly as they like. So just get out there and do things and see what fits, what where God is leading you. And I would also say, be okay with that. Embrace that because comparison kills. We're up here looking at other actors. Maybe that's not your calling, but you're being frustrated. If you keep on being frustrated, maybe that's a sign. You know, there should be a certain peace about what you're doing. Yeah, if go toward the peace. If it's giving you peace and you are aligned with what God wants you to do, and you pray about that, I think that that's some of the best navigation that you can have. Believe in yourself. Be the best you can be. And I know that sounds so cliche, but it is so true. It is so true. Just be who God made you to be because he made you that way for a reason. He
Exactly.
wired you, how he wired you for a reason.
Yeah,
So.
I talk about that on this show a lot, about people being authentically themselves. And I also talk about just what you just said. We have so many gifts and talents. There are so many things, and sometimes it's good to explore the opportunities so that you don't feel like you're just this. And I've known many people who have graduated with various degrees or who have gone into other types of fields, maybe non-degree, but they were technical, and there was still something else that they could do. So even in life coaching and career coaching, I always say, look and explore, just like you said, to your other gifts and talents. Some people, and someone out there in the audience right now, is probably sitting on a gift or a talent that they have not explored yet because they're so stuck into doing that one thing.
And
You
stuck
get
into
me?
fear and stuck into fear because I have this whole saying for myself, do it scared, do it anyway, do it scared.
Dude, I like that. Do it scared. Just jump in there and do it. And you will see it. You feel better when you can get out there and explore another avenue of something that's in your mind, on your heart, that you really want to do. And like you say, in the entertainment and in the industry that you're in, you probably see so much talent that is wasted because people are not projecting and really involved in doing what they could do more to be more, have more, see more. You know.
Well, that's one reason is because we have a tunnel vision of what we think it should be or how it should look. I have to be open to, yeah, I'm still getting the same thing accomplished. It just doesn't look like I imagined it would be. You know what I mean? And that's okay. Like, for example, let me take my degree, biology, chemistry. I was going on to be a doctor. Now, I do love that field. I wanted to sing and act, but I love that field too. And so I figure, well, if I was going to be a doctor and I was going to be healing, I'm basically still healing. I still heal. I still soothe hearts because people tell me that I do. You know, my sincerity, my authenticity, the word you used earlier, I am very sincere about what I do. I take it very seriously because I know that this one of my ministries is to heal. Mm. So I do it through my music. I do it through my acting. When I remember walking in on set one time, and these two young African-American young ladies, they were so sweet. I was walking to set and they stopped me and they said, "Thank you so much for what you do because you're inspiring us." And they were just sitting back because they were, you know, assistants. We call them PAs, which is like production assistants, but they were watching. They were watching how I was maneuvering, how I was, you know, flowing through the space. And that meant a lot to me because you never know who's watching you.
It's true.
You never know.
So. That's true. I say it all the time. You don't know who's watching and you don't know who's listening. People are out there. Yeah, they're watching, they're listening, they're making note, they're taking note. And so to give it your best and to share your best, and I admire you for being one, a person who shares and gives back. You give back and you do that in a way that others can see the path that you're walking. And we need that. We need more people like you on this earth who are in the entertainment industry who do that because it's helping someone else. And I know that in so many ways that you're doing other things. And before we leave, I want you to take a minute and I want you to talk about those charities that you're involved in and why.
Happily. And also just to preface that, you don't have to be a celebrity. You don't have to be a public figure to help. All of us have the capacity and call to help. So one of my main charities, I don't want to put anyone in any particular order because I've been involved and I love each and every one. The first one I will mention is Students Without Mothers. And that is based out of Atlanta, Georgia. We raise scholarship funds for seniors, high school seniors who are in male and female, who are on their way to college, who don't have their mothers in their lives for some unfortunate circumstance, whether they're incarcerated or deceased or what have you. And so Students Without Mothers is very, very important to me. I serve on the advisory board of that charity. Another one is the James M. Dixon Foundation, which we raise money to help with Alzheimer's and Alzheimer's research and dementia. And that one is a very important one. And we have the Purple Affair every year for that charity. And that's based in Atlanta also. That's because I used to live in Atlanta and I got involved during that time.
Okay.
But these are worldwide. Monies from all over the world can be donated. Right. So just to let you know. Okay. A third one is called Tosco Music. And that one deals with helping with the education of music. We as established musicians help raise scholarship funds and educate those coming behind us and for children. I do workshops to educate and inspire children as well. And then the fourth one that I'll mention is called Ava's Heart. And that's all about transplantation. That one, when I was living in Los Angeles, I got involved with. And so you can go on my website, which is mariahowell.com, to find out more about these charities. And I'm so passionate about all of them. The first one that I mentioned, though, about the scholarships, the reason why I started, that was my first charity. I served on the board of directors. The reason why I really got involved with that one, because I understood what it meant to go to college on a scholarship. I'll mention Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated.
I knew that was something up. That's okay. You got some sorrows out there. That's a good thing.
I had to slide that in. I was in college on a Delta scholarship, and I don't know. I have five other siblings up under me, and so it meant a lot to my mom and dad and to me to not have to cost them so much money to go to school.
Well, that's great. And I think you're still active in your organization and with the Deltas. I think you're still active in that. And that's a good thing, too. Well, you know, all of that is absolutely wonderful. That is great to be able to talk about the charities, your involvement, and I'm sure that each one is very important to you. You speak about it with so much passion. I could hear it in your voice, you know, so I know that each one of those charities get the very best of you. I'm sure they do. I could hear it in your voice. And so that is so wonderful because it is giving back and you're seeing progress in all of them. You're seeing things that are happening through the donations and through people's times and effort. And when you can see how, whether it's a child or a person has developed in some way from the cause and from people giving, it really does make a difference. And so I appreciate you just sharing those things and those ways that people can be involved. And I say that if people, they go to your website, mariahowell.com, all of the charities are listed. And if they want to donate or get involved in any way, surely there's a means where they can do that. But Maria, before we go in the last couple of minutes, is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience that's listening? I mean, I know there are a lot of people who are just scoping this up and taking the big opportunity to speak with an actor, a singer, a person who has done so much over a span of a few decades, maybe. We're not going to talk about it, but I'm just saying you have the experience, you have the talents, you have all of this through your faith. It's what we're talking about today, through your faith and integrating all of that with your belief to be where you are to. And it had to play a big part. We know it played the major part in you being where you are today and to be able to talk about it. So is there anything that you want to share with someone out there who's listening, who say, you know, they want so much, they want to be so much, but someone out there may be struggling, you know, and I don't want to sound like a minister with the altar call at this point, but I'm just saying, somebody may be out there waiting to hear a word from you.
It is some encouragement. An altar call of sorts because I say this with all sincerity, believe in what God gave you, believe in who you are and whose you are. Let's start with that. Learn to figure out your calling. Do that. Spend time. It's worth it. Don't compare yourself to others because that's a waste of time. It's good to be inspired by others, but don't compare yourself because you have something just as unique. I would be disappointed in anyone that, especially that I coach, that would spend more time thinking about how they could be like someone else. And they may be, like you said earlier, sitting on that thing that could be the next new innovation, the next special thing that inspires another generation. But if you spend more time, if you spend all of your time feeling anxious and upset and worried and all the things that God did not give us, you know, just ask for the peace of God and the understanding, and please ask for wisdom because that'll carry you through. I truly believe that, like you said, if we get out there and we explore based on the desires that align, that are in alignment with God, I don't think you can go wrong. But don't get caught up in your feelings. Just don't get caught up in your feelings because they're going to change from day to day. They're going to change. Great, so don't go with that. Go with your wisdom. Don't go with your feelings.
Maria, thank you. Thank you so much for what you've done. You brought not only your talents, your skills, but your wisdom and so many good tips and just knowing your background and how you have done it all. Thank you so much for being on the Gloria Show. And, you know, let's do this.
I'm a small town girl. And if I did it, you can do it. You just need to focus. Anybody can reach me through my website. And I coach as well. And I'd love to tell the truth.
Well, you've done that. And that's what we do on the Gloria Show. We love it when people come and give the boost and the encouragement to others who are out there trying to be better, know better, and to be ultra successful. Thank you, Maria. You have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, and we'll look for you the next time.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, what a great show with Maria Howell that we had today. Thank you so very much for being with me today as we talked about integrating faith with all that you can do. There's so much that you can do in your life if you just believe how it aligns with what you want to do. And just always remember that ultra successful people never stop reaching for new heights and learning new things. And we're going to continue to talk about that on the Gloria Show. And just as Maria Howe just shared with us her journey, you have a journey. And I want you to be encouraged and know that you too, you can be all you want to be if you just align yourself with your faith and your values to where you want to get to. Thank you again so much for being with me today. And until next time, remember, ultra successful people never stop reaching for new heights and learning new things. Goodbye for now.
This has been The Gloria Show with host Gloria Sloan. Tune in each week as Gloria will help you to unleash your power and improve your personal and professional life. Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave TV network, powered by B2 Studios.